Then what happened?
Well, naturally, as soon as he heard the bulletin, he started the car and pulled out. Drove her home. And he goes to let her out her side of the car.
Oh.
And what's hanging on the door handle? Torn and bloody?
Oh, God. The hook.
But he wasn't trying to hurt her at all.
He wasn't?
He was trying to warn her about the guy who was crouched in her backseat with an axe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's a true story, too. Happened to the mother of my sister's college roommate. She went 6 months without washing her hairdo, and finally these hundreds of baby spiders start crawling out of her hair and down her face. It's true. It is absolutely true.
Kidney?
Three bass, please.
Yes, sir. Good choice.
Excuse me?
That's my favorite beer.
Oh, Nectar of the Gods.
It's that good.
I know.
I wouldn't drink anything else if I could.
Well, I admire that. A lot of women go for the white wine spritzers.
Not me.
Not you. No, and yet...
Here it comes.
And yet, you have a beer in front of you,
I
have to say. A beer to amber.
To what?
And to amber in color, I would say. To be Bass, I would say that's Michelob.
It's Beck's.
It's not Bass. Interesting. I've just ordered a Bass. You must be jealous.
Not really.
Well, you made the wrong choice there. You didn't order your favorite
beer.
Here
you go. Three Bass Draft. $15.
Keep it. Looks good.
It's flat.
No, it isn't.
Like the Serengeti. Nothing turns me off quicker than flat Bass.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Excuse me. Bartender, can I switch this? Hello? Can I switch this? Can I get a Beck's instead? Well, I thank you for that advice.
Anything to help? You, drinking all those beers by yourself?
No. I've got two friends over there.
No white wine spritzers?
No. Just beer.
That's good. Got an extra chair back there?
So the truck driver lets him off, gives him a dime, says, buy yourself a cup of mud. It's on Big Joe.
No.
Yes.
No.
Guys, we got beers. Here, take this chair.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Dave, and this is Ed.
How nice to join you.
How nice to be joined. I'm Ed.
I'm Canny.
I'm sure you are.
Canny is your name?
It's short for canard. It's Portuguese.
I told her she'd definitely find a chair back here with us.
But I'm so glad to meet you all. I thought I'd never meet any healthy boys.
Well,
we sure are that. We're healthy.
I like that.
Patrick here is particularly healthy.
You must not drink much, right, Pat?
Me? Well, no, Saturdays.
Save the liver.
The liver?
And the kidneys.
So the guy finally looks back, and what the hell is chasing him? But a giant pig. And the cop car is right behind the pig. So the guy, okay, so he dives
Patrick,
into the
man,
woods. Is,
we're going to take off.
You got to be up tomorrow.
Me too.
Oh, okay. What time is it? What
3.
Wow, 3?
We can split a cab if you want.
Is this late for you, Patrick?
Not really. You guys, go on. Go ahead.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Canny.
Oh, nice to meet you. Mo, nice to meet you, Curly.
Whoa, what does that make me?
Okay, whatever. I'll call you.
What does that make me, Larry? Hey, you need another drink?
I've had a few, but you hold your liquor so well.
Bartender!
Hey, why don't we get out of here? You can finish that story.
Oh, why don't we get out of here?
Not a bad idea. I'll pay him.
Well, I got it.
I got it.
Can pay.
And it's 2 blocks to my house. I've got some real bass there.
Yeah, why don't we get out of here, Canny?
I thought you'd never ask.
Hey, man. You want a portrait by a professional artist?
Jesus, I don't know. What the hell time is it?
I do great, great stuff. You know, $10 for charcoal, $15 for color.
Did you bring me here? No.
You don't have to get up. I can do a whole thing with you lying there. It'll look just like you.
Wait. Wait, what time is it?
Everybody's out of work. Must be 5.
Work? Is it
Is it Monday?
No.
Oh, thank God. I didn't want to think I'd slept two whole days.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Hey, how about $5 charcoal and then 10 covers?
It cannot be Wednesday. Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, is today Sunday or Monday?
It's Wednesday.
Jesus.
Excuse me, lady. You want a portrait by a professional artist?
Why don't you start at the beginning?
Well, doctor, I had a blackout. 3 days.
You have a history of blackouts?
I've never fainted. Never, no. But I woke up Wednesday, and the last thing I remember is the cab on Saturday night.
Do you feel faint now?
A little groggy.
So it's mostly the cut on your side you're worried about?
It's so tender.
Lift your shirt again. Yes, discoloration. No other cuts, right?
No.
Wouldn't fit the pattern if there were.
The pattern? There's no pattern. I just, the thing I'm most worried about, I guess, is that I'm worried I got something from her. You know, the woman that I was with.
More like she got something from you.
Doctor, the x-rays are back.
Put them up on the screen.
Here's 3. There's more on the way.
Thank you, nurse.
Looks pretty good, Doc, right? Spine, ribs, what's that there?
That is your new scar, and that dark part is the area of your right kidney, and just under it, your bladder and pancreas.
Why does it seem so empty?
I'll tell you why, Mr. Weston, because it's gone. Because your kidney has been stolen.
Now, it hasn't been stolen. Maybe you just misplaced it.
Mom, it's gone. The doctor is sure, and the central bladder.
Maybe it just shifted. Did they x-ray all around?
Of course, Ma, but I need a little money to see a specialist.
Well, that seems an awful waste. How much?
$3,000. Well, the other doctor said he was the world's authority.
On missing kidneys? What's his name?
Dr. Normal.
Good morning. I'm Lester Normal. You must be Patrick.
Good to meet you, doctor.
Please have a seat. Beef jerky?
No, thanks.
Your doctor sent your x-rays. They go up on my wall.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's really up to you. Let me just take aside the curtain.
Oh, that's quite a... Oh.
There, when I turn the main switch on, there, you can see them all now.
Wow. Is one of those me?
Bottom left, I'm afraid.
There must be hundreds of x-rays.
150, actually. And these are just the patients we've been able to x-ray. There are probably at least that many who never even went to a doctor. Out of embarrassment.
There was a moment when I didn't want to go. I thought, well, it's just a little scar, you know, and it's not much pain.
You were lucky. As you can see in some of these earlier cases, particularly the lung removals, the surgeon made a mess.
Jesus.
Those scars are twice as long as they need to be, some made with kitchen cutlery. The first x-ray we got upper right seems to have been a removal using sharp fingernails. The infection was terrible. That gentleman didn't make it through. This one scar we were able to trace back to a sharpened ceiling fan blade from an apartment in Woodside. The stains around this incision indicate this surgery was performed with a medium point flare pen.
A pen?
Blue.
To cut into somebody?
By the time we saw the 18th or 19th victim, they had been able to afford better surgical tools.
But who is this they?
No one knows, Patrick. But they were gradually able to afford things like silverware and Phillips head screwdrivers. And now, of course, well, could you lift up your shirt?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Very neat, considering... Definitely a scalpel.
Well, that's good.
Dissolving stitches?
Yes, they were gone when I woke up.
And you woke up outdoors, not in a tub with ice?
No. This happened to all these people?
I'm afraid so, Patrick. 29 of them died.
Oh, I guess I've heard this, but I always thought it was just a story.
Blood pressure's high. How do you feel?
Wow. Victimized, I guess. Violated.
No, those are just emotions. Get rid of them. Forget about your kidney. How do you feel?
Well, I'm weak, but more than that, I've been robbed.
You're possibly anemic.
Canny. That was her name, Canny.
Don't let her distract you. I've been watching these victims since the first case, top right, and I've become convinced that you have to leave all that behind and move on with your life. Your organs are your past. Don't embrace the past.
You've been on this since the start, but you never did anything? You never investigated?
There's nothing to investigate.
There must be.
As your doctor, I have to advise you against this. You need to recover. You need to
Where
rest.
Where do I start? You must be able to suggest something.
Well, if you insist on pursuing it, I do have one suggestion. One place you could start looking.
Where?
It's dangerous.
Where?
And remote.
Fine. I don't care.
People don't come back from there.
People don't come back from where?
Marrakesh.
Carry your bag, sir. Sir?
No, thanks.
I'm not trying to hustle you. I'm a red cap.
You speak English.
Saw you get off the train. Let me take that one. Hey, that's light. There's nothing in your suitcase, guy.
Well, I'm hoping to take some things back with me.
I gotcha. Souvenirs. Wink, wink. What hotel, sir?
St. Anne's.
Nice and close. It's right down here.
Oh. Boy, I'm glad I found somebody who speaks the language.
Right this way.
I don't think this is a place I'd want to be stranded in.
Watch your head.
A guy on the train was making counterfeit money with a little printer right in his lap.
Just up here.
Two women were fighting with knives in the station. I think it was over chickens.
Tight squeeze here.
It was bizarre. If I hadn't found somebody to help me around, I'm sure I would have been waylaid by this time.
Arms over your head.
Are we here?
Give me your wallet.
What?
And your watch.
Hey, what are you... Oh, no, you're not a red cap.
Oh, you're quick.
I don't have much money. Why don't you...
I don't need money. I'm paid very well.
Hey. That's my driver's license. It takes years to replace those in New York.
Silence, Patrick Weston of New York City, America.
You're taking all my ID.
Without ID and without teeth to compare to dental records, you'll be John Doe for a long time.
Without teeth? Hey, wait a second.
On your knees, face the wall.
A gun? Oh, don't. Why are you doing this?
Orders.
From who? It's her, isn't it?
You should be a little more concerned with meeting Allah, my friend. Now face the wall.
Oh!
Well, it's okay. Get up, Patrick.
Canny.
Come on, get your wallet.
I can't believe it. How'd you find me?
I've saved your life. Now you have to do as I tell you.
You're not even surprised to see me?
Not surprised. Disappointed. Up these stairs.
I know what you did to me. I know what you took.
You think you know. If you keep following me, you'll lose even more.
Wait a second. Wait. Turn around. Look at me. I'm not here for you. I'm here because I'm angry. I'm mad as hell, and I want my kidney.
I'm like Pavlov's dog.
What?
You've been to Dr. Normal.
You know him, huh? Well, he's on to you. You and your whole gang. Your whole... You know your basket's dripping.
Poor sweet Patrick. Go home. Drink lots of Bass. Forget about this.
Where are you going?
I have a delivery.
The basket? What's in it?
You don't want to know.
Let me see. I think I should see. It's mine, isn't it? It's my kid. Oh, Jesus.
Cover it up, for God's sake.
What are they?
Don't make a scene.
But there's hundreds of them. What are they, brains?
No, they're not brains. They're pancreases. Now let go of the handle.
Pancreases?
I can't stay here.
Where would you get that many?
You think this is some small operation, Patrick? I'm sorry you had to see this. I know what you must think of me. Me with my basket of organs and pancreatic fluids. But truly, truly, Patrick, you will die if you stay. No, do not follow me. Go back to America.
How can I?
And if you love me, don't trust Dr. Normal.
I don't love you. You shanghaied me. And I do trust Dr. Normal.
Taxi! Hotel California, please.
Canny, wait. Taxi.
Welcome to the Hotel California. May I help you, sir?
I'm trying to find my sister. She's been staying at your hotel. American woman, about 20, black hair. Her name's Canny.
Oh, yes, the lovely Miss Canny. I did not know she had family. But I'm sorry, sir, Miss Canny has only just checked out.
When?
An hour ago. Her plane should have just left, I believe.
Oh,
Damn it.
Oh, too bad. But she always leaves a forwarding address.
Forwarding address? What is it?
Let's see. Tashkent, it says here. Tashkent, Siberia.
Kabalish! 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 Gal! Kabalish! Kabalish!
Is it much further?
Yeah, much.
Can you tell them it's okay not to drive them so hard?
Oh, no. Snow is so thick, horses deserve it.
Kabalish! Yay!
So you try to see Canny, eh?
You know her?
Not many so beautiful, so kind. When she saved our daughter, I think I'd do anything for her.
Saved your daughter?
Oh, yeah. A little Koshi, ice fishing with friends, fall in, go under ice, would have drowned sure if Canny not passing. Broke ice with suitcase, pull her out. Did a C-R-C-P?
CPR.
Didn't want nothing for it either, just went on alone. Would not even take a sweater. We named our horse after her.
Whoa, Kenny, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm sorry.
Wait, why are we stopping? Wow, that is an igloo. That is a real igloo. Wow, that's a lot bigger than in the cartoons.
Abu!
Oh, Kenny's inside? Okay, I'm gonna need you to wait here and then take us back to Tashkent, okay? I'm just gonna go. Oh. Just crawl through? Like right here?
Kinda small. I can knock and see if anybody answers. Where do you knock on an igloo? Okay. It's dark. What is that smell? Like a delicatessen. This is ridiculous. Nobody's in here. Why would she even come to this igloo? Here's the main room. Oh, frozen stiff. Even the rug's frozen.
Hello?
At least I could stand up.
Oh, whoa. Oh, I slipped on something. Some of this pottery. Boy, kind of small. Wouldn't keep much in this pot. It doesn't feel like the clay's all hard yet, even. Whoa! Oh! Whoa! Oh! I slipped on another one. Oh, God! Those aren't pots! Oh, my God! They're hearts! Human hearts! Hello?
You're not gonna give up, even if I beg, are you?
There's blood. Froze. The hearts. Ugh. Ugh.
Do you remember Prometheus?
Please tell me you're here in some nearby igloo.
I'm not. I'm far, far away.
Give me my kidney. Until then, don't think I'm going home. I'm coming for you, Canny, canard. I'll find you, whether you like it or not.
You're very beautiful when you sleep.
I don't care if you're in Venice or Vegas or Vietnam.
Vietnam?
What made you say I'm beautiful when I sleep?
Patrick, don't do that.
Don't do what?
How many times can I ask?
Don't what?
For God's sake, don't come to Vietnam.
So I followed her to Vietnam, and from there to Wales, and Kenya, and Peru. I kind of liked Peru. I pretended I was following the organs, but come on. I was following her. And at the end of all of it, her trail led me here.
Flint, Michigan. It's a wild goose chase, I know. But what the hell? I don't have a job anymore, no house, no girlfriend. Might as well see the world, right?
I don't get it. What is it you're trying to find here in Flint?
I don't know. I'm basically waiting for somebody to try and kill me again. Maybe they can tell me where their headquarters is.
That's rough.
Thing is, I can't stop thinking about her.
Way of the world.
Excuse me, did I hear you say Canny? Brunette, about yay high, cute as Christmas?
You seen her too?
Not in months.
She lent me some money when they were foreclosing on my bar. Said I could repay her whenever. Now, I'm telling you, if it weren't for her, this bar'd be bulldozed. You see her, tell her I got her money now, in spades.
Wow. See? The more I hear about her, the more I think about her. I don't think she wanted to do it. The kidney, I mean.
Listen, I'm nobody to be giving advice, Ace, but she's bad news. This doesn't exactly sound like love.
I know, but look at me. I've been holding onto this Siberian envelope for 2 months just because I know she opened it. Her tapered, ringless fingers. Bartender, another bass, please.
You didn't get this envelope in Siberia.
Yeah, wanna bet?
Siberian envelopes aren't like this. They don't seal. You gotta staple Siberian envelopes. Anything from those risky nations.
Well, how do you know?
I'm a mailman. And this ain't the original shipping label either. This here's recycled.
Yeah, there's another label under it. Here, let me peel this off.
Yeah, not that way, you'll rip it. Give me your beer.
What are you doing?
Old post office trick. To have a little foam under each corner and...
Careful.
Pull.
Hey, you're good. Oh, you're right. It's got American postage on it.
Yeah. We do this all the time back at the office. Yeah, there.
Oh, no. I'm such a fool.
Nah, don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, I've been set up. This envelope was originally sent to Canny from her contact in the organ theft operation. But her contact wasn't in Peru. He was in the United States this whole time.
I can't read the label.
I can. Name and address, Dr. Lester Normal. Again.
Tell me about it. We thought you bought it.
I'm gonna need your backup.
This is the house, huh?
I don't think anybody's home. Dave, get back in the bush. We gotta go in through the window. Here, boost me up. Okay. Okay, I'm in. Come here, look at this. Oh, my.
What are those, axes?
Dozens of them. And ladies' makeup.
And these are hooks, you know, hooks for people who are missing a hand.
There's blood on them. And what's this? A car door handle?
Of course. Wouldn't make sense otherwise.
What do you mean?
What do all these things have in common? Look, prosthetic hands, a beehive hairdo wig.
Ugh, there's spiders in there.
And don't go near the toilet.
Jesus, there's huge eggs in the toilet bowl.
100 to 1, they're alligator eggs.
Why?
When they hatch, he flushes them.
Well, then they'd be...
But I saw something over here that's even more to the point.
Good Lord.
Organs.
Oh, human.
Somewhere in this freezer, boys, is what belongs to me.
He's here.
Oh, quick, behind this curtain. Come on.
Mountains of work and you'd leave me destitute. Did something happen in Lima?
It's not Lima.
All right, well, I need new alligators flushed under St. Louis. Can you relocate?
No, Lester.
All right, well, we need more tarantulas in the banana shipments.
Lester, I want out. I want out of this whole deceitful urban legend life.
No. You wanted in. You came
yes,
to me.
Yes, I did.
You knew it was one way. You knew we'd be breaking the law to foster these stories. And look at what we've created. Anything we can think of, any human fear we want to exploit, we do it. I wanted to encourage fear of the inner city, so I created the sewer crocodile. I wanted people to ponder medicine and promiscuity, so I fabricated an international organ theft industry. And what about the stolen Neiman Marcus cookie recipe?
All right, I admit, that was my idea, but it was harmless.
Nothing is harmless.
This is hurting people. Look at Patrick Weston.
Do you know how many people were killed building the Brooklyn Bridge? Several. But that bridge remains. We are building a bridge, Kenny.
I say we jump out, tie him up, call the cops.
Hang on. Let's see what she's gonna do.
I could turn you in.
You're as guilty as I. It wasn't me giving Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola to Mikey.
You're gonna pay me what you owe me, and then I'm walking out that door.
Au contraire, canard. You won't leave me. You'll fit neatly into my next urban folktale. Have you heard this one?
Lester.
The one about the friend of a friend of a friend who got caught in a self-cleaning airplane bathroom and sucked outside? Her body was found in a cornfield.
her body.
Truth is stranger than fiction, and you will prove it.
Let's get him.
What?
Patrick!
He's got a scalpel.
Watch it.
Kenny, get behind us. Aha!
So you're finally full circle, eh, Weston?
Come on, big man. Big man with the scalpel, huh?
Patrick, be careful!
This guy can't hurt me any more than he has already.
Sadly untrue, Weston, because I fight dirty.
Kidney punch, huh? You seem to have forgotten, Doc. I have no kidney left to punch.
Look out! Patrick!
What's wrong, Weston? Hid behind that curtain a long time, didn't you? A long time. Drink anything earlier?
Shut up. You're outnumbered, quack.
You're aching, aren't you? I can tell how you hold your knees. Say, have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
Shut up.
Drip, drip, drip. Whoosh.
Stop.
Just think about all that water being released over the falls. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Stop that. Stop that. That's a myth. Water sounds don't make anybody need to...
What's wrong, Patrick?
Without those internal organs, Patrick here needs to go number one.
Shut up. Give me that.
Patrick!
It would be so nice to let go, wouldn't it, Patrick? Just let it go. Wouldn't it be so nice?
Hang on,
he's kicking. He's...
No!
Got him.
No.
I got his legs.
Let me go!
You're finished, doctor. Your shingle's busted. No more urban folktales from you. From now on, we'll make our legends the old-fashioned way. From now on... I'm sorry, I really have to...
First door on the left.
Thanks.
You won't forget me, Weston!
He was right, you know. In some ways, he'll haunt me forever. Like a story you hear over and over. Kenny, there's something I have to say.
You're sorry you ever saw me?
No, I'm not. Kenny, the way we met... You could have been like any one of my girlfriends. From a one-night stand, we could have gone a few days, a few weeks, nothing more. But then, you took that kidney. And when I was sitting there on the tarmac in Africa waiting for the plane to take off, I realized this is the longest relationship I ever had, and the closest. I even have an idea you might have planned it this way.
Well, I hate dating. But now, I need to give you something as a show of my real feelings for you.
You don't have to. You don't. I won't say anything to the police.
Your kidney is gone. Lost to you. Left to spoil.
Yeah.
Like bad fruit. Ruined.
Yeah, okay. I'm still a little sensitive about that.
But there's something about me. Something I can perhaps give to you.
Let's put it behind us, Kenny.
I was born with an anomaly, Patrick. This is why I know we're fated to be together.
What kind of anomaly?
I was born different, Patrick. I was born...
What?
With three kidneys.
Oh, Kenny.
And you can have one. I want you to. I need you to have one.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy world. Us crazies have to stick together. If you want me to, Patrick, I'll turn myself in. I'll do whatever you think is right. But my body is yours.
Oh. I knew you didn't mean it. I knew you were better than that. I knew I'd see you again. And I know now that I'll have your kidney and you'll have my heart. You know it too, don't you?
Oh, my sweet Prometheus. I do.
Recorded and produced in quarantine with Doug Bost, Carolyn Ballmer, Kelly Dedman, Chris Hatfield, Susan Wands, Robert Petkoff, David Manis, Becky Goodman, Charles Parnell, Jason Kravitz, Mary McCary, Carrie Kinney, and Jeff Ward as Dr. Normal. Script and production by Doug Bost for Union Signal. This is Discordia.